Hi, everybody. We continue the same section that we spoke about yesterday about the wedding. And this time, again, the wedding as it relates to Zerampin Malchut. So we are in verse 24. At that time, the unification. The Tikkun HaZohar is taking a verse from the Shir HaShirim, from Songs of King Solomon. He will kiss me from the kiss of his mouth. What is that? Milama katub neshikot piu. Picha. What does it say from his mouth, like somebody stranger, not picha, your mouth, because I had to say, that's what it shouldn't say. Umishiv elashtes fatayim. There is two lips we're talking about. Shelo v'shtes fatayim shela. His lips and her two lips. What does that mean? Klomar, and again, it's not physical. We're talking about the Tikkun HaZohar. Klomar. P-A- Vav Shem Zachar V'Nokva. And we are talking about the lips of the male and the lips of the female. Okay? Zeranpin V'Nokva. Basfatayim, but in the upper world, this is Zeranpin, and this is Nokva, the female of Zeranpin. Basfatayim and Arba Knafayim Shel Achayot. What is those lips? They are the four wings, okay, of what we call chayot. Chayot meaning, in this case, angels. Chayot HaKodesh. Shalemar bahem v'arba klefayim l'achat lahem v'shevasu shdehem k'achat. Because it's written, if I'm not mistaken, in Ezekiel, they have four wings, and those four wings are basically become one wings. How is that connected to the lips? Because two lips each person, it's four wings becoming one, the unification make them one. וכשנחלים בית הפנים שלו ובית הפנים שלה, and when the two aspects of their face and the two aspects of her face becoming one, ולדלת זרות של שתיהם, and four arms of both of them, נאמר בהם וארבע פנים וארבע כנפיים לאחד. They say they have four face and they have four wings. Again, when you combine two. ודלת פנים and דלת אותיות הוויה. When they say four face, they don't talk about face as a face of a person. Let's talk about the four letter of Tashe Gametan. Yud Kei Vav Kei. How many letters you have in the Tashe Gametan? Four. V'arba Knafayim and Dalet Otiyot Adonai. When they talk about four wing, they talk about Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is more the name of Malchut, more the name of from the word Adonai, it's called Adonai, from the word Adon, Master, which is more connected to the kingdom. ובחיבורם יחד, when you put them together, you get a combination of what we're supposed to say when we say Amen in Kaddish, or Amen for a blessing of any blessing, which is Yud Aleph Ei Dalet Vav Nun Ei Yud. It's a combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei first, and Adni Adonai in between. Pirush, כי זר אנפין הוא סוד עוד החסדים, הוא סוד הוויה. When we talk about Tashe Gametan, it's עוד החסדים, light of mercy. והוא סוד פנים, and this is the face. ומלכות היא סוד הארת חוכמה וסוד אדוני. מלכות is the force that draw light of wisdom down. So for that reason, is called אדוני. בסוד כנפיים כמו כנף שהוא בסוף הבגד. When we talk about wings, it's almost like, usually in Hebrew you say כנף הבגד. כנף הבגד, meaning the corner of the clothing. שלמתחברים יחד, נמצא זה רנפים כלול בחסדים וחוכמה, so the metaphysical explanation or the spiritual explanation or the Tikkun HaZohar explanation, when you unify together the Ze'er Anpin, which is Chasadim and Chokhmah together, ומלכות כולם בחוכמה וחסדים, and also מלכות getting Chasadim וחוכמה together, ויש שילוב הוויה אדוני בזה'er Anpin, ושילוב הוויה אדוני במלכות. In Ze'er Anpin, you have Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adni, okay, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adni, and in Malchut, you have Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adni. Both of them, 91, of course, yeah? V'yesh panim v'knafayim v'zeir anpin. There is faces in Zeir anpin. There is wings in Zeir anpin. There is face and wings also in Malchut. So you have four here and four here. Just the combination is differently. Of course, we need to know how the combination of Yud Kevavke Adni look like, and how do Yud Kevavke Adni look like on Malchut. Verse 26. When the Yud Kevavke combine with Adonai, when it's combined together, we call it Chashmal. Funny word. Chashmal means in Hebrew, in the modern Hebrew, electricity. Interesting, right? Modern Hebrew. Chashmal. But in the Tikkun HaZohar, when the Avaya and Adonai mitchabot yachad, we call it Chashmal. Shepurusho, why we call it Chashmal? It's Pirush of Chayot Esh Memalelot. Because those angels that call Chayot HaKodesh, those Chayot, those animals, those creatures, which are based on fire, Memalelot, they speak in words, Memalelot. Huh? But it's more saying words from the word Mila. Sometimes the words are sound like a whisper, and sometimes it sounds like words. It's coming from, by the way, from a section in the Talmud of Chagiga. The Aino, what does that mean? Shezeh Anpin Malchut Shusot Kol V'Dibur, because Zeh Anpin is Kol, is a voice without cutting into words. Malchut is word. So that's why you have sometimes Vayomar, sometimes they say Vayidaber in the Torah. Vayomar is general idea. Zeh Anpin. Vayidaber, Dibur is Chazak, strong. That comes from Malchut. Shem Kol V'Dibur. Em Bezivug Adayinu B'Tfilat HaAmidah. When do you find both of them united in the pray of the Amida, in the pray of Shemona Esrei, in the pray of when we do the 18 blessing. Az ikar shlita ulezer anpin sheu pchinat chasadim. Then when you do the Amida, what is the most powerful thing there? Is the light of mercy, because it belonging to the anpin. Da'arat chokma shusod Adonai dor al pesh vira gam ken nifched ledibur rashai. Even that Adonai is basically still active, it's bechashai, it's hidden. You can't feel the energy of Adonai. It's almost like when the word Adonai appear, you don't say it. When the word Yud Kevavke is there, don't say it, you say Adonai. But in the tefillah, the Ze'er Anpin has been active, because the tefillah is belachash, silently. So it's Ze'er Anpin, it's Yud Kevavke. But the Adonai is hiddenly. Klomar bli shlita. Vezo itib chashot. For that reason, Masechet Chagiga said, "Etib chashot etib emalot," that the angels, the chayot, are sometimes whispering, like kmo gechalim lo chashot, like when you say about call. What do you say it in English? Calls that lo chashot. You have it in English?
Yeah,
you say whispering call. Wow, whispering calls in Hebrew, gechalim lo chashot, meaning the words are sometimes very quiet, and sometimes it's loud. In Amida, you cannot say the word loud. Ube'et she'en zivug, az nikeret shlitat ha-malchut. When there is no connection between the two forces, and nikeret shlitat ha-malchut, then you know definitely that malchut is control. Shusot dibur ve'arata b'chokma. And this is dibur. This is more, you talk and you can hear yourself. And we call it light of wisdom. This is connected to the light of wisdom. ואז אתים במללות. This is the time במללות. Saying the word. בשבילם נאמר במסכת ברכות, גדול העונה אמן. For that reason, it's in the section of ברכות, section of מסכת ברכות, the גמרא of ברכות, it's saying, גדול העונה אמן, שהוא סוד הייחוד, יוד כבב כעדני. The person who say, who answering amen, is more than the person who actually bless. Why? Because amen is יוד כבב כ with עדני. It's both of them. It's combined both of them. אוקיי? שבגין באטריה אמן. יותר מן הברך כי הייחוד של הוויה אדוני בשלוב לא נעשה במחות של התפילה. Because when you say the blessing, you cannot put זה רמפין מלכות together. You don't. You can. It's not together. Only with the amen, you combine it. So when somebody next to you say a blessing, you chase the opportunity to say amen. Why is it important to chase the opportunity to say amen? Because at that moment, you say amen, you actually bring that blessing into fruition, into manifestation. Without amen, nothing going on. That's why you have chazarat hashatz. In Amidah, you do chazarat hashatz, that the chazal can say it actually loud. It's tremendous in the minyan. And through that, you combine it. ולא בתפילת העמידה בלחש של השעה, שליח ציבור חוזר התפילה והוא נאמן, והוא גדול יותר משום שבת חברים, חתן וקלה של זרן במלכות. In the moment that the חתן doing the repetition of the עמידה, you have the opportunity to connect חתן וקלה, almost like a wedding. Every time there is a repetition, when you say amen, you combine it. Be aware of that. שהם שמונה אותיות של הוויה אדוני. How many letter you have in יוד כבב כעדני? יוד כבב כבב, we say it four. And עדני is four. So together you have eight. שהם בגימטריה, אמן. And the combination is eight. דלת חיות אלו, דלת אותיות בשם אדוני, שהוא מלכות. Those four animals or four holy angels, whatever you want to call it, are coming from עדני, from the name of אדוני, which is מלכות. And they are describing also by Aryeh, Shor, Nesher, and Adam. Those are four things that appear on the throne, or Kiseh HaKavod, the chair of honor, or the throne of honor, which is lion, bull, eagle, and human. Very similar to the tefillah, because the tefillah of the morning called lion. You have Eveka Aryeh Mitgaber. In the morning, you have to be like a lion. In the afternoon, Mincha, like a bull. And in Arvit, Nesher. It's called Tfilat Nesher. And then you are the Adam, you are the human. So those four animals coming from Malchut. Mefaresh, איך הם מתייחדות עם דלת אותיות הוויה? How do you combine them with the four letter of Yud Kevavke, the Tash Gramatan? Arye מקבל עליו Yud במוח. The lion receive the Yud, the letter Yud from Yud Kevavke, במוח, in the brain. כי כל בחינה משם, אדוני מקבל את הבחינה של נגדה בשם הוויה. Because every letter, which is the Aleph of Adni, receive from something from Zeher Anpin. So what will be Aleph receive? If Aleph is the first letter, it will receive from the Yud, from Yud Kevavke, שם הוויה. ובעת, שאי ושליטת הימין, שהוא חסדים, שבארבו פני אריה לימין, לארבעתם, אז הרוצה להחכים ידרים. And when, with that, controlled by chasadim, by Zeher Anpin, which we call it upne Aryeh el hayamin, in the face of the lion to the right, which is right column, la'arbatam, then we say, arotze lachkim yadrim. There's a verse that say, if you want to become wiser, you should go south. Because south is right column. I don't know if you know that. South is right column, north is left column, east is center column, and Malchut is on the west. So for that reason, Sukkot, you got to shake to all direction. Also, the back is always to the north when you do Kiddush on Friday night, if you do Kiddush on all Shabbat. If you can do it, if you cannot afford it, that's okay. But normally it's better to have the back to the north when you do Kiddush, which is back to the Gvorot, back to the left column. Also, I want to ask you, Yatrim, you can make a chokhman, the Yemin, me'aba v'ima ilayim, she usod Yud Da'avaya, she usod Da'avaya. So that means when the person is going not physically south, but you want to become wise, meaning to get that chokmah, meaning wise, meaning the yud of chokmah, then is receiving all of it from the right column, from Abba v'Ima Ila'in, from father and mother above. She was called Yud Da'avaya, and this is the secret of the yud of Yud Kevav Ketash Gramatan. Shor, the second animal, Shor. Shor, the bull, who is small, neged alef, is to the left. Where is the left? The heart. That's the shor, that's the bull. Ainu chokhmah, the small, meaning left column. Left column is the Eida Avaya, is the second letter of the Yud Kevavke, which is Eida Avaya, which is Bina. Shu sod, Israel Tzabah Utvuna. It's also the secret of Israel Tzabah Utvuna. Israel Tzabah Utvuna, meaning after Tzimtzum Bet, chokhmah and Bina was divided to two. Chokhmah become Chokhmah above, Israel Saba below, Bina become Bina above, and Tvuna below. So now, you have Israel Saba Utvuna. She was told Israel Saba Utvuna, Evel Ha'olem Min Alev El Amoach, that word, that breath, that going from the heart to the brain, Shem Ei Shi'i Bina, that's the A of Bina, and Mitzafon Zahav Ya'ata, she was told Chokhmah, the small, she called Zahav. And we call the left column gold, because gold is left column. Also, when you buy jewelry, silver is right column, and gold is left column. Ba'et, she'u, A, בלב, כלומר, שלידת כף השמאלה, רוצה להשאיר ידפין. And somebody who want to find money should go north. Again, it's not just north as a north. It's north as a as the direction of Gvura. Because money has to do with Gvura. Should I continue or keep it for next time? Next time. All right, guys, we'll continue next time. Don't forget. Hopefully we can do it tomorrow.